So tell me if you've tried to get Taylor Swift tickets and you were sort of blocked out. You couldn't get them because of these ticket bot operators. It's happened to a lot of Michiganders. And state reps Mike McFaul and Graham Filler introduced a bipartisan plan to combat the rampant use of those automated bots. So, if you're a Taylor fan, your ears just perked up. Let's bring in Graham Filler, a Republican from Clinton County. Good morning, Graham.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for doing this. This is a big deal in the state of Michigan.
Hey, Graham. So I know that a lot of people have been blocked out. How does this legislation help?
Yeah, that's a great question. All right. So big picture, these bots attack, say, a Ticketmaster or a Live Nation website, and they try to buy up the first 1,000 or 5,000 tickets of very, very wanted concerts. Think about Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, Adele. And in some states, they've either crashed the website or taken all the tickets that you wanted and then resold them at massive prices. So what this does is put some teeth into the law here in Michigan so the attorney general could go after them and levy massive fines on them. What we want to do is make it prohibitive for these bots to want to do business in the state of Michigan.
So how do you envision the enforcement mechanism working in this?
Yeah, so the enforcement has been essentially non-existent because they're illegal at a federal and many state levels. Mm-hmm. At the federal level, nobody knows what to do anything because it happened in a state typically, and the feds are like, we don't know. We can't prove, federal activity to file a civil lawsuit. I was an assistant attorney general. We have divisions set up for fraudulent behavior, for bad acting companies, Better Business Bureau type complaints. If it becomes clear that bots are attacking or staged a major attack on a concert or a sporting venue in the state of Michigan, we have entire divisions at the AG's office that can go after that, research it, try to file a massive, impactful civil lawsuit, $5,000 fine per ticket that was taken illegally, and then really put some juice behind it. So that's how I envision the actual legal process going through.
So I know there's a federal Better Online Ticket Sale or BOTS Act that makes it legal to do this. Why isn't that enough? And what's at the heart of actually enforcing this? How much of this is on Live Nation or someone else? I mean, every other website where I try to buy something, I got to click on stoplights, bicycles, and every other thing to show that I'm not a bot. Isn't that not working?
Yeah, and I think you make a great point, which is, they're trying. Live Nation and Ticketmaster are trying. They're trying to set up pre-sale lines for people who really want to get in line for these tickets. They're trying to battle these bots. But if a bot gets through, it's like a computer program that creates like 1,000 fake consumers. You guys follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, these mini computers inside one computer start attacking. And sometimes, whatever Live Nation set up doesn't stop those bots. In Arizona, they crashed a website and nobody got their tickets. And that's when the Arizona legislature stepped up and said, okay, well, what the feds are doing isn't working. And so we're going to put some teeth into state law. So we basically took Arizona law, called the Taylor Swift law, and took that language, put the fine at $5,000 per ticket, and turned it into a bill package here in Michigan.
I also appreciate the bipartisan aspect of this. How did this get started with your counterpart, Representative Mike McFaul?
Yeah, Mike McFaul is one of my favorite people because I think he sees the law and the politics kind of the way I do, which is not everything is political. Sometimes there's just issues to be worked on that affect the consumer that aren't right or left or anything. And he said, did you see this Arizona law? And I said, I've been thinking about consumer protection for a long time, and I haven't figured out a way to work on that. And he's like, well, they just passed a law. I said, we're going to get you a draft. And he and I started laughing. And then all of a sudden, within 2 weeks, we were introing these big bills, these really big, impactful bipartisan bills.
So it wasn't that you got it shut out of your favorite hair band then. It wasn't that you got locked out.
But you make a great point, though, which is if these bots become active in Michigan, because they've only kind of nominally been active, if they become really active in Michigan, that depresses tourism. That tells these major concert draws, hey, do I want to go to Michigan? They've got all these ticket issues. And when Taylor Swift came to Detroit, how much money was pumped into the Metro Detroit and just the Michigan area in general, right? We want to be a pro-tourism state, not one that struggles with these bots.
Well, and to the other point, and I mean, I've heard this from our good friend Laura Hessen, who loves to go to concerts. It's not just Taylor Swift. It's anybody that's popular. This is happening, right? I mean, all the big acts are fighting. Listen, Kid Rock raised this issue probably 5-6 years ago because he was seeing his fans getting locked out.
Yeah, sporting events too. We don't talk about that enough, but major sporting events, all of a sudden you said, all I wanted was a ticket to the Elite Eight or something, and all of a sudden it's $700.
It's like corporate people there instead.
Right. And so why don't we let the people of the state of Michigan who either want to go to a concert or want to buy their kid a gift, I mean, my daughter's a Swiftie, why don't we give them the right to do that? So this is a great consumer protection bill.
So Graham, now you'll have some critics who might argue that the $5,000 fines per ticket purchased with the bots could disproportionately affect, you know, some small groups or individuals who might not be aware of the laws. Now, I was always told ignorance of the law is no excuse, but how do you respond to those concerns about, you know, maybe some unintended consequences or over-penalization?
Yeah, when we bring up these bills, you know, we're public figures, right? We're in the state house, and we always wait to see, you know, what does Ticketmaster, what do these stakeholders say? What does StubHub say? And so far, everyone's reached out, and I would say the overriding message is no one roots for these bots. Mm-hmm. They know what the bots are doing is illegal. They know that when they upsell these tickets, that's unfair to the consumer. And, I mean, look, these Ticketmaster and Live Nation aren't hurting. They're going to make their money one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think you get a lot of people who feel any sympathy if these bots get hammered by a civil lawsuit.
You've done it. You found an issue that everyone can agree on.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Congratulations. just what's next for this bill?
Yeah, great question. So it got sent to the House Regulatory Reform Committee. McFaul and I have just started meeting with individuals, and because Taylor Swift name inevitably gets slapped on it, everybody kind of knows about it now. And so we sent it to the Attorney General for review, and we hope to get a hearing and possible movement maybe in the next couple months. We think we have found a good, impactful issue, but sometimes you don't write it perfectly, right? Sometimes maybe Arizona drafting is different than Michigan law drafting. So we're really open to specific changes in the law. But at the end of the day, we think we've got a good concept.
And you think this, I know the federal law hasn't been enforced. The FTC hasn't done anything with this since, I think, 2021. So is it easily enforceable? Just very quickly.
Yeah, I don't think it is at the federal level. At the state level, I think what we want to do is make it prohibitive and then pull in the Attorney General who has those resources.
Thank you, Graham Filler, a Republican from Clinton County, for reaching across the aisle and taking swift action to protect people against ticket bots.
Oh, man.
That's good, guys. All right. Have a good day, y'all.
Coming up, some really great journalism exposed what, you know, was ridiculous when it came to a coffee maker, but it seems like the state might get some money back. We'll talk to Beth LeBlanc, reporter for the Detroit News at 735.